Inez dished up the food. She had cooked a pot roast with potatoes and carrots, onions, bell pepper, and garlic. She also had rice and mustard greens, green peas, and cornbread. She took the platters and bowls to the dining room. "Can I fix you something?" she asked me when she came back to the kitchen. "No, thank you," I told her. I was hungry. I hadn't eaten anything but a sandwich since breakfast, but I would not eat at Henri Pritchot's kitchen table. I had come through that back door against my will, and it seemed that he and the sheriff were doing everything they could to humiliate me even more by making me wait on them. Well, I had to put up with that because of those in the quarter, but I damn sure would not add hurt to injury by eating at his kitchen table. Inez went to the dining room and came back. "They talking up there now about him," she said. "Sheriff saying he don't like the idea at all. Saying nobody can make that thing a man. Saying might as well let him go like he is." "I hope that's his final word," I said. "It sure would relieve my mind." "Why don't you sit down?" Inez said. "You'll feel better." "I'd rather stand." "You sure I can't fix you a little something to eat?" "No, thank you, Inez." She went and came back. "It won't be long now," she said. "They nearly through. Soon as I serve the coffee." "You sure I can't get you a cup of coffee?" "No, thanks. I appreciate it, though." She poured coffee into half a dozen small white cups and took the coffee, sugar, and cream to the dining room on a silver tray. She came back. "He asked me if you were still here," she said. "I think he's gonna let you see him, but he say he's still against it. I'm sure it's Miss Edna making him do it. Well, all the time Miss Emma done spent with this family, that ain't asking too much." At 6:45, Inez cleared off the table in the dining room and brought the dishes into the kitchen. Then she took a bottle of brandy back with her. A half hour later, while she was putting away the dishes she had just finished washing, Sam Guidry, Henri Pritchot, Louis Rigon, and another fat man came into the kitchen. I had been standing there nearly 2.5 hours. Sam Guidry was a tall man, well over 6 feet, and he was well tanned. His hair was dark brown, his sideburns and mustache showed some gray. His face was narrow, well lined, and strong. His hands were large and hairy. He wore a brown suit and a tie. He usually wore a Stetson hat and cowboy boots. He had probably left the hat in the library or the dining room, but he had the boots on. The four white men split into pairs. Sam Guidry and Henri Pritchot stood on one side of the table, while Louis Rigon and the fat man stood over by the dish cabinet. They had brought their drinks with them. Inez left the kitchen as soon as the white men came in. I tried to decide just how I should respond to them, whether I should act like the teacher that I was or like the nigger that I was supposed to be. I decided to wait and see how the conversation went. To show too much intelligence would have been an insult to them. To show a lack of intelligence would have been a greater insult to me. I decided to wait and see how the conversation would go.
"Been waiting long?" Sam Guidry asked me.
"About 2.5 hours, sir," I said. I was supposed to say not long, and I was supposed to grin, but I didn't do either. The fat man glanced knowingly at Louis Rigon, but Louis Rigon was looking directly at me. I could see in their faces that they had talked all this over and Sam Guidry had already made up his mind what he was going to do.
"What can I do for you?" he asked.
Louis Rigon and the fat man waited for my answer. I knew it didn't matter what I said, since Guidry had made up his mind. Henri Pritchot, standing next to Guidry, looked more tired than he had the day before. He seemed more sympathetic. Maybe he had been thinking about all the services Miss Emma had provided for his family over the years. "It's about Jefferson, Sheriff Guidry," I said. I knew they had discussed it. Still, I had to go through the motions. His Nanon would like for me to visit him.
"What for?" Guidry asked.
They had discussed this, too. I could tell from the way the fat man drank from his glass. I could see in his face that he was amused. So was Louis Rigon. I knew they were both betting against me. "She's old," I said. "She doesn't feel that she has the strength to come up there all the time."
"She doesn't, huh?" Sam Guidry asked me.
He emphasized doesn't. I was supposed to have said don't. I was being too smart. "Yes, sir," I said. "She doesn't feel that she can." I used the word doesn't again, but I did it intentionally this time. If he had said I was being too smart, and he didn't want me to come to that jail,
my mind would definitely have been relieved. What about that preacher in the quarter? Can he visit him? I asked her the same thing.
You did, huh?
Yes, sir.
And what did she say?
She said there'll be time for the preacher.
She did, huh?
Yes, sir.
So she feels that he has that much time. Time for teacher and preacher.